What's up, everybody? This is Adam Pearson. This is the Business Transformation Podcast. Today is September 26th, year of our Lord, 2019. Heading home from the office after a long day. But I would say today is a pretty good day. We're starting to get some traction. Our new customer service rep started, and she knows all about accounting, and she's got a great personality. And something happened today for the first time, which I'm going to take as a sign of hope, like when Noah's Ark saw that bird carrying the olive branch, and that showed him that land was near. I saw something today happen that makes me think that everything might just start to work out, because our new customer service rep onboarded a pretty big company. This company was like, I think they're like a $10 million a year company. With 30 employees or something, maybe they're less. With 30 employees, they wouldn't be a $10 million a year company. They're like, they got to be less. But 30 employees, let's call it somewhere between $5 and $10 million a year. And the new customer service rep, our new customer service person, onboarded that client by herself. They were in there for like 2.5 hours. Nobody asked for me to come in and see what was going on. Nothing. Just onboarded. And I said, "You need anything from me?" "No, I got it." You understand everything?" "Yeah, I understand it." And now we're going to see if the operations of our chief operating officer can take a newly onboarded client and disperse it amongst our workforce. And if we could onboard a client of that size and service them, and I don't have to really even know what's going on, that would be freaking awesome. Is it possible? Could it happen? If we can do that, and that's a thing we can do now, and we can service the client and keep them happy. I know this new law firm client we have is super happy right now. So if we can start adding companies with $3, $4, $5, $6, $10 million a year in sales, dozens of employees, and our team and our systems can handle that without me even having to do anything, that would be freaking sweet. Well, and also if we can do it profitably. What that would mean is that I got myself a pretty happening little thing going, and then all I got to do is just absolutely flood the office with revenue. That would be, that would really be something. All right. I'm going to quickly tell a story about my kids. Parents, you're going to be able to relate to this morning. So I always get up early, as I've stated here a lot. And I did good stuff in the morning. I felt great about. And I take about a little bit of time off in the morning to just make breakfast for my family. And so we got our chickens, and we're getting fresh eggs every day. And we're starting to accumulate a nice little collection of eggs. So I made omelets, all right? And normally what I'll do is I'll make an omelet, and then I'll make up some guacamole. And I'll serve guacamole on the side of the omelet, all right? And my kids like that, especially my six-year-old really, really likes that. So I made omelets, but we didn't have any avocados, so I didn't make any guacamole. And when I served up breakfast, my six-year-old got an attitude with me, like, "Where's the guacamole?" And I said, "I don't got any. Man, there's no avocados. We don't got any guacamole." And he's like, "Well, I'm not eating this omelet without any guacamole. I'll tell you that right now." And that pissed me off so much. Man, I don't know if you guys could relate if you're listening to this, but when you do something real sweet, and sort of out of the ordinary for your child. Like, I don't know how many dads are making omelets for their kids in the morning before school, but when you do something super sweet and out of the ordinary for your child, and they just don't appreciate it. I mean, I know they probably can't appreciate it, and they're inherently selfish, but that stuff pisses me off. So I gave them a little tongue lashing. I had to read them the riot act a little bit right there, and it made me feel bad because he started crying. Because I was giving them such a hard time. So that's a bummer. That's not really funny, but that's real life. Had a call with Mitch Russo, the podcaster today. He's pitching me on his coaching services, and I would like to do his coaching services. I mean, the way he was describing it, if you haven't listened to his podcast, he has a great podcast called Your First 1,000 Customers. I think that's what it's called. And that is an awesome podcast. If you've never heard that podcast before, you should listen to that podcast. So basically, one day I was listening to that podcast, and there's really good interviews on there, like tremendous. And especially if you're a guy kind of like in the same situation as I am, where you got this small business, it's going well, and you're trying to make the leap from being a small business into like a well-run big business, that podcast is great. So anyhow, after I was listening to that podcast, I went online and just joined his newsletter, and he wrote me back, and I wrote him back. He's a really cool guy, and we chatted, and he was trying to get me to sign up for his coaching services, which I probably will sign up for at some point. I would love to sign up for his coaching services at some point. Problem is, I'm already spending a bunch of money on marketing and employees and stuff, but I just enjoyed being on the call with him to also hear how he sells. Because obviously, if that guy is a super successful businessman, which he is, he's good at selling, really good. So I was also just trying to take some pointers. By the way, he was trying to close me and talk me into it. And one of the things he said is, I told him, look, I've been spending a lot of money right now, and I'm just super busy. So now's not the time to do it. And he said, well, listen to me, man. If you're not going to do my coaching, you should stop making decisions and stop spending money, because you're probably making some common mistakes. And if you're doing that, then you're just digging yourself deeper in the hole. You should sign up for the coaching before you make any more decisions, so you don't make bad decisions. I thought, that's a pretty good one. And I'm a buyer. I mean, that's the thing about sellers. Sellers are also buyers. So it took me quite a bit of discipline to not go for that close, because I liked it so much, but I can't right now. But I do want to do coaching. I mean, I believe that guy, if I paid him the coaching fees that he's asking for, I'm certain that he'll give me more value than what I would be paying for. I believe in that. I mean, I really believe in that approach. I'm sold on that. I just can't responsibly spend that money right now until I get some of my money coming back. And I think I will. I mean, I feel pretty good that I will. So we'll see how that goes. And now we just got to start really selling hard. But we signed up a lot of clients this month. In fact, this is one of our best months, one of our best sales months ever. And that would have totally freaked me out previously had it not been for the fact that we've been hiring and we're chipping away on getting some systems in place. So had it not been for that, I definitely would have been freaked out that we're bringing on all of these new clients. But since that's not the case, I think we're going to be looking pretty good here for some aggressive growth. So that is pretty dang exciting to me. I'm not going to lie about that. tomorrow, got clients coming in and going out to see a client, and hopefully I'm going to get some time to do a bit of selling. And next week, I should start getting some leads coming in on our new cost reduction service. So I think next week should be a great week. And of course, always there's always a bunch of work to do, and it's going to be busy no matter what. But hopefully I'll get a chance to do some work that I think is higher value, and that I will appreciate quite a bit more. So I think that's what I'll leave it at. I guess if there's any lesson that I could glean from today that I might be able to share with you guys, it's that if you roll the dice and hire high-quality people, you don't just go for the cheapest people, but you pay a good price for a really good person. Dang, you might just be able to start onboarding bigger clients, and you don't have to do anything. Like, you don't have to be involved at all. So, man, if that is the case, that would be pretty dang sweet. Pretty dang sweet indeed, all right? So I'm going to leave it at that and sign off. I hope if you're listening to this and you're working on trying to transform your business, that it's going well for you, and that you're hanging in there, that you're making progress, you're happy, you'll be feeling fulfilled, and at least you can feel like you're moving in the right direction, all right? So that'll do it for me for now, and I hope you have a good one, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.